Hey, Coheroes, have you ever shared inspirational quotes, bought awareness ribbons and bands, or changed your social media avatar to show support for a cause? If so, listen up because you may not realize it, but you could be a Slacktivist. Welcome to the Eco Chat podcast. I'm your host, Laura Trotter, and I'm here to show you how you can create an eco-ceptional life you love without compromising your lifestyle. Tune in for inspiring interviews with real-life eco-heroes, plus my own theories, thoughts, and tips for sustainable living. I'm all about making green mainstream, and I'd love to help you on your eco journey. So let's get started. Look, I too changed my Facebook avatar to red, white and blue stripes after the Paris bombing, and I felt really proud when it was in multicoloured rainbow colours a few months earlier last year in support of gay rights. It made me feel like I was making a small difference, or perhaps it just showed the world that, you know, I was the kind of person who cares, and that made me feel good too. But did changing my avatar make any real difference to the victims of the Paris bombing? Or to the discrimination faced by members of the homosexual community? I'm not really sure. Sure, little actions like these do show support for a cause and can help create a groundswell of changing public opinion, but there's a fair bit of commentary out there that suggests that they do nothing more than make us feel good. There's even a term for it. It's called slacktivism. Now, slacktivism refers to actions performed, typically on the internet, in support of a political, social, or even environmental cause, and these actions require little time or involvement. So they can be things like signing an online petition, changing your avatar, or joining an online campaign group. In some circles, it's even called hashtag activism or clicktivism, and it's described as caring enough to do the very least. Ouch. Now, this criticism of keyboard warriors is perhaps justified since there's so many examples where supporting online causes has led to, well, a lot of media, but not the desired outcome. Take, for instance, the online campaign Bring Back Our Girls in 2015. Now, the world united in outrage over the 276 girls who were abducted from a government school in the Nigerian town of Chibok by Boko Haram terrorists. In less than 3 weeks, the hashtag had been used over 1 million times, even by US First Lady Michelle Obama. Yet over a year after the girls were taken, the majority are still sadly missing. The 2014 Ice Bucket Challenge was another online campaign that harnessed a huge following of people who had buckets of iced water poured over their head, and they shared the video on social media, all in the name of raising awareness and funds for amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS for short. Now, despite being labelled a successful campaign by the organisers, it was calculated that only 10% of people who participated in the challenge actively donated funds. The campaign was also criticised for wasting water, of course. But at the other end of the spectrum from slacktivism is activism. Activism is defined as taking action to affect social, political, economic, or environmental change. And an activist is a person who vigorously advocates or opposes a cause in order to create change. When I think of an activist, I think of former leader of the Australian Greens Party, Bob Brown. Now, this guy really walks his talk, and nothing stands in the way of him championing causes he believes in. I mean, this guy pretty much stopped the damming of the Franklin River in Tasmania, and thanks to him, there's still one wild river left in the beautiful Apple Isle. And even nowadays that he's retired from politics, he's still getting up to some strife, all in the name for creating change, mostly in the environmental arena. It's not surprising that the degree of difference between slacktivism and activism is huge. Now, this could be due to many people just not caring enough about an issue to take action and lead change. But it's also, and this is what I think it's actually because leading change is hard. It's damn hard, and it can attract a lot of criticism. And indeed, I even attract criticism in my line of work. Activists are often portrayed as pretty crazy and disruptive people, so it's not surprising that many people just don't want that label. On another issue, most women in Western countries take it for granted that we can get an education, have a career and a family, vote, and even drive a car, but we don't necessarily want to be called feminists. That would put us in the same category of those women who fought so hard and burned their bras for gender equality, otherwise known as the activists. Geez, what would they think of us nowadays? We're happy to take all the benefits, but you know, we don't really want to do the hard work or even associate ourselves with the term. Environmental activism is another one, and that's in a class of its own. Now, I'm sure the term brings images of people in small rubber dinghies stopping large whaling boats, or people camping out in old growth trees in protest against logging of native forests. Now, that's pretty hardcore stuff, but that's activism in the true sense of the word, taking action to affect social, political, economic, or environmental change. When we retweet, when we hashtag, when we share, when we like online, we allow ourselves to feel good because we've shown a level of awareness. But actions speak louder than words. It's money or your presence, and by that I mean it's actually doing something, whether it's rallying others, motivating through speech, sitting in, educating or volunteering, like these actions speak even louder. So, where do you lie or where do you sit on the slacktivism to activism scale? Do you regularly stand up for what you believe in with your time, money, or presence? Or are you more at the keyboard end of making social change? Regardless of where you lie, I want to challenge you to do a little bit more for those causes that are close to your heart. Now, if the environmental cause is one that you'd like to champion, I'd love to give you a heads up that in the next week or so, I'll be launching my first ever crowdfunding campaign to get my self-sufficiency in the suburbs project, or actually movement, out into the world. I actually filmed the campaign video today, and as soon as it's edited, I'll be launching the campaign, and I'm so excited. And if I'm honest, I'm also a wee bit scared. I haven't ever crowdfunded anything before, so I really hope it gets over the line. But I want it to get over the line even more because I've wanted to create this project for over 3 years now to help as many families as I can transition to a more self-sufficient and sustainable lifestyle. But I really do need your help to make it a reality. So please, when it's launched, check out the fantastic rewards on offer. And if there's one that tickles your fancy, I don't know where that saying's come from. But anyway, if there's a reward that tickles your fancy, I'd love your support. They're nice and varied and include things like foundation membership of self-sufficiency in the suburbs for a heavily discounted rate, sponsoring this EcoChat podcast, one-on-one conscious business coaching packages with me, and even having dinner with me, my shout, at an exclusive Australian bush tucker restaurant in Adelaide, South Australia. But of course, if you're more of a slacktivist, I'd appreciate any social media likes, retweets, and shares as well. Because regardless of what the critics say, I believe that every little bit of awareness does help. So there you have it, Ego Heroes. That's something for you to think about today, whether or not you're a slacktivist or whether you sit further down the activism end of the scale. I'd love you to share. You can comment, obviously, on my blog, like this podcast will also be on my blog, and you can comment below there at lauratrotter.com/blog, or hit me up in Instagram, just lauratrotter, D-O-T-C-O-M, at lauratrotter.com, and tell me what you think you are. And keep an eye out for my crowdfunding campaign, because I really need and I would love your support to get self-sufficiency in the suburbs out there. Thanks a lot, guys. Now go out there and help make green mainstream. Thanks for listening to the EcoChat podcast. I'm Laura Trotter. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love you to subscribe, share with your friends, and leave a review in iTunes. And if you're keen to continue the conversation, head on over to my website, lauratrotter.com, where you can also pick up your free copy of my e-guide, 11 Steps to Ecofire Your Home and Your Life. Catch you there.